This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, we'll get more of your calls momentarily. Want to touch the table, go around the league a little bit. Rico in a Caribbean green shirt today. Shout out Crayola.
Going with Caribbean green?
I feel like it is. Well, if you bought the 120 pack, it is.
Not the other.
No, not the other. Let's go to football today, please.
So let's start at the draft. The thing that everyone was talking about over the weekend didn't happen until the fifth round, where the Browns selected Shedeur Sanders. Puts him in the quarterback room with Deshaun Watson, Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel, and Sanders. But it was a lot of things going on. It was a lot of reports from CBS regarding his pre-draft interviews and a reason why he may have stumbled to the fifth round. Reported there said at some of those meetings, certain teams that maybe Shedeur didn't want to go to, that he didn't see himself going there, he would tank the interview in that pre-draft interview.
Brilliant strategy.
A lot of things regarding Sanders in his draft. Just your take on the whole draft and what happened with him.
I'll leave it to his godfather over here, and then I'll comment second. Caribbean green for the win.
David, I think what you saw was one of those, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. Be careful with all the pre-draft campaigning of how great my kid is and, oh, my camp, and we're going to do this and we're going to change the culture. Or you just try to get the job and then you work from within. And that's what happened, because when you really break it down, look, that's it. I think that if you gave him an offensive line, he could do something, but he wasn't great. He's a good quarterback. He wasn't a great quarterback, and he got humble. And I do think after a while, certain teams just said, we don't need a quarterback. And even if we did, we don't need the circus that comes with this quarterback.
I mean, he said most of it. I think it also is a complete repudiation of Deion Sanders and how they approach the process in totality, from barking about your kid's a top five pick to barking about there's only four places you want to play, to barking about I'm going to interview the teams, they're not going to interview me, to possibly sandbagging interviews, to knowingly bombing an interview with the Giants. And by the way, when you pop the tape in, they ran a high school offense, and he had a ton of bad habits. He's got a long throwing motion. He doesn't have an elite arm. He doesn't have elite mobility. He doesn't have elite size. But if there's anything else, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? Look, it's just this. The league will draft killers. They'll draft literal murderers, drug addicts. They'll draft the guy who kick-dropped a pregnant girlfriend. Shout out Tyreek Hill.
Bad people.
They will.
Very
a
bad
lot
people.
Of bad people. They'll draft anyone if it can help them win. That's all this is about to me. Yes, Kenneth.
Do you think that if he would have just kept his nose down and, you know, done the work and done what every other prospect for the most part does, if that improves his draft stock?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, because the whole circus that followed this thing was an absolute Titanic disaster.
But see, Kenny, here's the thing. Once he goes out the first round, you now know, okay, anybody who needed a quarterback has taken a quarterback. It was a smart move by the Browns. I could take you at any time, son, and the value is coming down. You went from $40 million to $4 million. And they Kenny, the Browns could have waited to the seventh round if they really wanted to be spiteful and said, all right, now we'll take you. Where else were you going to go? The UFL?
So let's quickly talk about the football side of it, though, the opportunity he may get. Because, again, the quarterback room is Watson, Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel, and Sanders. Is there a legit chance that he may play this season?
I think there is, because I don't think that they have a quarterback. And it's the old thing, if you got two quarterbacks, you have none. They got four. So they're in desperate. He could get a shot, and you'll see what happens. But it's going to be a quick hook constantly throughout the season. So think of it like Jameis Winston. Jameis will come in, have a great game, bad game, back to the bench.
He said it. Jameis is a nutcase, too. All right, go ahead. I don't even want to think about him in a Giants uniform. Oh, I had a nice weekend. Please don't. No.
Come on, man.
No more.
Come on. You haven't seen the internet stuff with him and the crab?
Doing little dances.
He's made up with the crab, by the way.
So let's get away from that a little bit. Let's
talk about you get crabs.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about the crane.
Not funny.
A lot of crabs.
It's not funny. I've seen people with them. It's not funny.
All right.
A lot of scratching.
Get it.
What have we done here? What have we done?
I'm so sorry for this.
It's ruined the show. David.
All right, let's try this again. Let's talk about the prank phone calls that happened during the draft.
Despicable.
Shador got one. Tyler Warren, Kyle McCord, Chase Lund, and a few others. I heard that the receiver from Texas received one. What is happening?
And again, it was
the DC Ulbrich, from Atlanta.
The Jets coach, who's now with Atlanta as their DC, it was his kid. He's an Ole Miss frat bro. Look, it's despicable. It's just people are, look, we could say whatever we want about Shador and talk about why he didn't get drafted. Big difference picking up the phone, telling him he's getting drafted, and then telling him to F himself and it's a prank call. Nobody deserves that.
Right.
That's despicable.
Because, you know, at this point, he's already nervous. He's already, you know, just on pins and needles. Phone rings. Okay. Finally. What's going on, bro? Yeah. All right. Seriously. Though it's not a crime, I really wish that the NFL would do something. Because I got to think that, and David, you know how he got caught, right?
Yeah.
Idiot posted it online. We would have, because with Shador, that number only went out to the NFL teams. His family didn't have the number. No, because he didn't want anybody calling but the NFL. So when the phone rings, you're thinking it's legit. These clowns posted it. So dad, real proud dad, said, yeah, that's my boy right there. Oh, boy. Now I'm in trouble.
My father would have murdered me.
Yeah. Arthur. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Blanks, how much trouble am I in? Why don't you get to my office and we'll talk? Yeah. I mean, seriously, you embarrassed everyone. And then the apology, it was forced. That apology looked like I got my dad in so much trouble, I have to come out here hat in hand and just beg for forgiveness. But you thought it was all funny when you was yucking it up on the couch with your bro.
I tell you what, do you want to go to six with this?
I'm sorry.
This guy is on one about that. Please, don't tell me more. A lot of conversation.
Let's get to Abdul Carter and the number 56.
I hate you.
Quote here, he wanted to have
this. See, I could have kept going, but
yeah, I wish you would.
Quote from Carter says, I don't know, but 56 sounds real good, but we got to have a conversation. Well, Lawrence Taylor says, I know he would love to wear the number, but hey, I think it's retired. Get another number. I don't care if it's 00, and then make it famous.
It's embarrassing is what it is. But it shows you most of these kids are bleep holes anyways. They come out of college with all the money in the world now. They think they got all the answers. The hubris, the delusion. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to call up the greatest pass rusher in the history of the sport and ask for the number.
Mike, all he could say was no. And he said no.
And he did.
Emphatically.
The fact that it got to that point shows you this kid is a space cadet. And I love Abdul Carter, but now I hate him. Well, I don't know what to do.
You know what? The flip side of that, David, happened. I don't know if I'm stealing from what you did. Happened in Tennessee.
Yes.
Cam Ward
wanted to get the number one.
He wanted the number one, but he was like, the number's retired. So you know how when you get there and they hold up the one jersey, well, Warren Moon came out and said, son, if you want to wear number one, you can wear number one. So he gets to get Warren Moon's jersey.
I think that these kids should just get their own number. Why try to get a number that's retired?
Lawrence Taylor's number! First ballot Hall of Famer, six-time All-Pro, and redefined what the left... He created the left tackle. Bill Walsh created the left tackle position and prioritized it because of that guy.
Yeah, but you're glossing over his biggest contribution to society.
Cracking hookers.
No. You cut a car in half. Offense. Defense. You need both sides, son.
The delusion of some of these kids.
Ah! Okay, number one was his number. I get that. It's like, hey, is it possible? And Warren Moon blessed it. The 56, you know what? I can't be mad that somebody shot their shot.
Have somebody go to the Niners and ask for 16.
Come on.
You're at the club, man.
Come to the Lions and ask for 20.
There's Margot Robbie. I'm never going to see. I'm going to shoot my shot.
There's certain numbers in organizations, like 88 in Dallas. They pass it out to the guys that should deserve it, right?
Right. It's like the 7 jersey at LSU.
Thank you.
Here, do me a favor. Here, this will go over real well, David. Just come on here. Come here. Ask for 20. Ask to wear 19 as a Red Wing. Do that for me.
I mean, maybe they were giant Billy Sims fans.
Okay.
All righty, then. On that note, that is In Football Today.